Blog Talk Radio.
From the Williams Brothers, years gone by.
And the song says, Jesus will never say no. That's the quartet song in spotlight for the night. Yeah. Okay. I think, Jackie, I don't know what you mean by that. And hold her on advance or something. Okay. Maybe you are saying that to a hammer man, because I don't know what you referred to with that statement there. But at any rate, tonight's quartet song is Jesus Will Never Say No from the Williams Brothers, Them Days Gone By. Y'all are a living witness. That is the truth, if it's ever been told. Jesus will never say no. He said that's what his mama told him when he was nothing but a little boy. He said, when you grow up, remember I told you that Jesus would never say no. So we want to thank God. Y'all, tonight we're going to come from the, we're going to let the technology be our guide again, and we're going to use it at its best. And we're going to be coming from John 17, the Gospel of St. John, not John 1st, 2nd, 3rd, John the letter. The epistle, but this is the gospel. First John, Gospel of John, 17th chapter. That's where we're coming from tonight. And I'm going to let the technology be my guide tonight. So y'all just stand by and let us listen at what the word say. And please listen very carefully. Listen, please listen very carefully. I'm praying that y'all will be able to. I'm trying my best to see, can I get this here right here? It seemed like to me, and it's not going the way accordingly. Let me get the NIV version, because for some reason they don't want to let me do the King James version. So it'll be reading from the NIV, y'all. Stand by.
After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you, for I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley.
We're going to go ahead and stop that, y'all. All right. We went on and I allowed it to be so, to read the entire chapter 17, because the reason why being that this is a great chapter where Jesus prays for all belief. A lot of people don't know that. Jesus was praying for all believers in John 17. Brothers and sisters, now, I don't really have to put a tag on this here of the subject matter, but I'm gonna put something on it. If I that just had to use a tag, a topic, I would say it like this here: whose prayer can you depend on? Whose prayer can you depend on? Amen. I want to just ask y'all that question. Whose prayer that you can depend on? Now, this there was Jesus praying for all believers, not just the one that was with him. I hope y'all listened to the reading of the scripture. And if you didn't get it, I would solicit that you would go back and read chapter 17 very slowly and listen to what our master is telling his father. He's praying to his father for all believers, not just Peter, James, and John, the one that was there with him at that particular time. But he looked down the corridor of future of time, and he saw those of us that would follow after and would come after through their word. This is what I want y'all to understand. And what we living in today, people are worried. People are scared to death. And all of the above. So much unrest going on all over the world. You got fires in California. You got flood. You even getting flood now in New York City. You got wars and rumors of wars. Bob told us that. All these things Jesus told us about, y'all. These things should not be no surprise to the believer, to the person that studies their word. This stuff is no surprise. We know that will come. But I want y'all to venture with me for just a little minute here, y'all, and look at what Jesus just said in his prayer. You know, I don't like to argue scripture, and I will never do that with nobody. But it sometimes, y'all, gets next to me when I hear these people talking about, you know, this secret rapture and all that kind of stuff like that. That really gets on my nerve to a degree, because Jesus just told us when he was praying for all believers, he said, Father, I'm coming to you. I am coming back to you. But I'm leaving these in the world. I don't want you to take them out the world. Didn't y'all hear that? Or did y'all, huh? He said, Jesus prayed to his Father, said, I don't want you to take them out of the world. But I want you to keep them from the evil one. How come everybody trying to leave? Jesus didn't pray that. Jesus said, I don't want you to take them out of the world. But I want you to keep them away from the evil one. My brothers and sisters, I don't know why it's so hard for us to grasp everything that is so plainly put all in the Word of God. And in this here prayer, John 17 ain't nothing but a prayer of Jesus to his Father for all his saints, all his believers. He said, not only, Lord, do my Father do, I want you to keep them from the evil one, but also there will come a given time, y'all. He said, I will want them to be with me where I am. But see, that's an appointed time, y'all. We trying to leave here before time. You're talking about a rapture. It's a secret. God ain't got to do nothing, no secret. I don't know why, but you know, that's not the scope of this lesson tonight, y'all. But this bear with me. I know y'all done heard me speak about this here many times. I know there will be a gathering. There will be a gathering, according to the Apostle Paul. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. Now, stop right there. Now, y'all think about it. Now, everybody talking about it's going to be a secret. You're going to be snatched away. And the people in the earth are going to be wondering where we are. That ain't what Paul said. He said the Lord is going to come with a shout. You don't shout when you try to do something secret. Do you, Dutch? Do you have a man? If you're trying to do something secret, do you make a shout? Or do you take out a trumpet and blow it? Jesus is going to shout. And he's going to blow a trumpet. Judgment, y'all, going to fall suddenly and swiftly on unrepentant man. We of your, these movements done got us messed up. Left behind them messed a lot of people up. They got them thinking that they're going to be some sort of second chance, that you're going to be able to jump and get it right. Because you're going to have a second chance. I'm going to count on it. Because Jesus told us in Matthew 24 and 25, he said, just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when I get ready to return back to this earth. This is how come he prayed for his saints. When y'all, if you go back and look at what happened in the days of Noah, when the rain came, 8 people that was inside of the ark are the only ones that were spared. Everybody else died. Do y'all hear me? Do I need to say that again? Remember now. Jesus said, just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when I come back. In the day of Noah, everybody that was outside of the ark when the rain came died. Do y'all hear me? Or do y'all hear what the Word of God is telling us? And we yet talking about a rapture. Everybody that was outside of that boat of Noah's ark died. When the rain came, they perished. Jesus said, just as it was, I'm going to say it again. Because some of us are not getting it. We're not getting it. Jesus said, just as it were in the day of Noah, so will it be when I come back. In the days of Noah, they were married. They were partying. They were doing everything they wanted to do, just as usual, until Noah entered the ark and the rain came and they washed them all away. Every one of them perished. Jesus said, this is the way it will be when I come back. Everybody who are not rooted, grounded in our Savior will perish. It's going to be instant judgment, y'all. Instant judgment. That's the world in the day of Lot. Just as it were in the days of Lot. Do y'all know who Lot was? I know some of us don't. Lot was in Sodom. God came down to judge it. God said, should I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? God wouldn't even hide it from Abraham. And then Abraham made a plea with God. Told him if he could find 50, 10, 40, 30, whatever. But they could not find 10 righteous people in that whole city, in that whole region. They couldn't find 10 righteous people. So guess what? After the angels got Lot and his family out of there, the fire fell and destroyed the city and everybody else in it. Jesus said, just as it were in the day of Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns, when he comes back. What happened? As soon as Lot was taken out to safety, out of the way, and his family, judgment fell, and everybody else died. Do y'all hear what Billy Man is saying? Do y'all hear what I'm saying? The Bible's saying it, really. I'm just repeating. I'm just a message. Why is it that we keep on talking about this here left behind movement? So many people are going to be so deceived by that until it's not funny. A lot of people are mighty afraid, my brothers and sisters. They're going to end up in hell believing in this thing they call a second chance. I don't see no second chance. When judgment comes, it's going to be swift and certain. That's what Jesus said. And therefore, he prayed for all his believers. But we got people now. We are living in this time now where all this unrest is going on. And you got people, they believe more. They got more fear of man than they do God. Everybody, if you want to get people stirred up, say something about this COVID. COVID, COVID, COVID. Oh, my Jesus. God is not scared of COVID, my brothers and sisters. God is not afraid of COVID. And if my God is not afraid of it, and if I look at the way Jesus just prayed for me, why in the world should I be afraid? When I look at what Jesus had prayed for the believer, I don't pray, my Father, that you take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. Then Jesus talking, y'all. So why is it that people are running around about to go to the village bill? Every time somebody says something about COVID, they just about lose their mind. People have been dying ever since creation, and everybody's not dying from COVID. But they want to blame that. That's a trick of the devil, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. You can blame it, man. One day, everybody's going to see it. One day, because ain't nothing in the dark that's going to be revealed that's not going to be revealed in the light. One day, everybody's going to see it. But what are we going to do until then? Read John 17 at the prayer that our Lord and Savior prayed for us believers. Put us in his Father's care. I want you to keep them, my Father, because I know nobody can take them out your hand. Nothing and nobody can take them out of your hand. All right, y'all. Whose prayer are you going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? Jesus just said nothing and nobody can take Father's hand. Did he just say that? Oh. Well, then why are y'all losing your mind every time somebody says something about COVID? If you belong to Christ. Now, if you don't belong to Christ, I can understand why you're scared. Oh, yeah, I can understand. But if you belong to Christ, what are you worried about? Especially after you done said, nothing and nobody, no one can take you out of my Father's hand. Brothers and sisters, it's all in who you put. put it in, your trust in, and your faith in. I read that scripture today during my devotion. I read not only John 17, actually I read John 15 through all the way up to 17 and part of 18 and during my little devotion. And that stuck out like a sore thumb because I'm looking at, wow, everybody just done lost all hope. They have no hope, mainly because they're not looking to the one that gives us the hope. We're not looking to God as the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, y'all, faith, nobody can take me or you, my sisters and brothers, out of God's hand. Nothing and nobody. Now, we know we have people that died, but like I said, people been dying ever since creation. But you can bet if they left here, that's out of your pay grade and out of mine. Who knows what God was doing? We can't say that this here was out of God's will or any will. We don't know it. That God didn't get off his throne and give us that privilege to know that. But we know what Jesus said. Jesus said, if we belong to him, nobody can take us out of his Father's hand. And he said, and he prayed, he said, Father, I pray that you not take them out of the world, them away from the evil one. Do I need to say anything else, y'all, tonight about that? My brothers and sisters, whose report are we going to believe? That's a million-dollar question. But we got to know that there is a day coming, y'all, very soon, when all this stuff is going to be over. Former things going to be passed away. And God's going to refresh. All things going to be refreshed. But until then, we're going to have to go through some suffering and some trouble and some trials. Bible tells y'all that in this world, we shall suffer trials and tribulations. Say that they hated me. Truly, they're going to hate you. Amen. Amen. So my brothers and sisters, I hope that this lesson tonight have given some of you a little spark of hope. I really do hope so. Whose report will you believe? That's right. Whose report will you believe? Are you going to believe Jesus? Or are you going to believe Biden? Are you going to believe the governor of China or whatever? The premier of Russia? Are we going to believe in the Mao? We give all them guys all their accolades and credit, but we won't give Jesus his. Y'all, Jesus is the King of Kings. He's coming back one day, and he's going to set this mess straight. He's going to set it straight. Just as sure as we sitting here tonight on this call, on this here Bible study, they're going to come. Jesus is going to set everything straight. And all of these people that we put our trust in, you're going to see that's how much they got. With this, they have nothing. So in these last 60 seconds, my sister, the 12 spies that went to, Canaan. Yeah, the 12 spies went in, but only two brought a good report back, and that was Joshua and Caleb. And those were the only two from the old school went in. Everybody else died in the wilderness. Joshua and Caleb was the only two that came out of Egypt that went into the promised land. Yeah, Joshua and Caleb. Why? Because they had a good spirit. They had hope. They believed in the one whom that Moses was following and had led them all them years. They believed it. They believed the good report, and therefore they made it into the promised land. I wonder about us. My brothers and sisters, we better get on the good foot, y'all. Stop all the messages, shenanigans around, talking about we learn and law, and you ain't showing it by your actions. I'm just going to tell you to your face. I ain't trying to be behind your back. We're going to cut it off right here, y'all. Thank you all, Sister Jackson, Brother Hammerman, for showing up tonight. I hope y'all got something out of this. Like I said, read chapter 17 for yourself. Many men don't lie when it comes to the scripture. I give it to you just like it is. So right here, we're going to go on to end this here in the official matter. We can say, now may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and rule and abide with these people henceforth, now and forevermore. Everybody say amen. Thank y'all for coming, Sister Jackie, Brother Hammerman. God bless y'all, and y'all have a good night. See you on next week, if the Lord say so. Peace and out. The truth. It's the truth. It is the truth. Huh?